Texte numéro 90. Revealed. 5,000 empty ghost flights in UK since 2019, data shows. More than 5,000 completely empty passenger flights have flown to or from UK airports since 2019, The Guardian can reveal. A further 35,000 commercial flights have operated almost empty since 2019, with fewer than 10% of seats filled, according to analysis of data from the Civil Aviation Authority, CAA. This makes a total of about 40,000 ghost flights. Air travel results in more carbon emissions an hour than any other consumer activity and is dominated by a minority of frequent flyers, making it a focus of climate campaigners. They called the ghost flight revelations shocking and said a jet fuel tax was needed and airport expansion plans should be questioned. The UK government describes ghost flights as environmentally damaging. Why ghost flights operate remains unclear. Only airlines know the reasons, but they do not publish data that explains the practice. Ghost flights may run to fulfil use-it-or-lose-it airport slot rules, though these were suspended during the height of the pandemic. Other reasons cited by airlines include COVID repatriation flights or the repositioning of aircraft. But these cannot be verified, and campaigners said more transparency was needed. The new data gives the fullest picture to date of the number of UK ghost flights, as previous data only counted international departures. Publication of this data is a step in the right direction, but we need more transparency to understand why these inefficient, polluting practices continue, and to hold the main airline culprits to account, said Tim Johnson at the Aviation Environment Federation. Given the climate emergency, the revelation that so many near-empty planes have been burning fossil fuels and adding to the CO2 building up in the atmosphere is pretty shocking. The data shows an average of 130 completely empty flights a month since 2019. The number of empty flights remained at a similar level before, during, and after pandemic travel restrictions, with the second highest level in the second quarter of 2022. This suggests the reason the airlines chose to fly empty planes was not related to the impact of COVID on aviation. Alethea Warrington at the climate charity Possible said, "This shocking new data on ghost flights is yet another example of how the aviation industry cannot be trusted to get its emissions on track to tackle the climate crisis." Following a summer of record-breaking, runway-melting heat, this wanton waste of carbon by airlines flies in the face of those feeling the full brunt of our warming world, she said. To end this for good, it's time to start taxing kerosene to discourage unnecessary emissions. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2022.